Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Mem Gimel. We're going to pick it up on the very bottom line, Mem Beis Amud Beis, with Shomer Chinam. Again, we're discussing from the Mishnah the different types of Shomrim. So maybe before we actually get to that, we'll read the Pasuk. In Parshas Mishpatim, we have the Indian, the Dalet Shomrim. So the Pasuk reads, about the quote, Chaf Beis Pasuk Vav, Ki Yitin Ish El Re'ehu Kesef El Chelim Lishmor V'gunav Mi Beis HaIsh Im Yemote HaGonav Yishalim Shinayim. I'm going to talk about paying kefil. So here we go. Says the Mishnah Shomer Chinam in a Nishba, Minohani Mili. How do we know this? That you could be pot yourself your Shomer Chinam, the Tan Rabbanu, we learned. Ki yitin ish es re'ehu. So that's a klal. That's an overall general rule talking about asking someone to guard something. And then it says, Kesef o kelim prat. So then it specifies silver or kelim vessels. Then it goes back, Lishmor, to guard them, Chozer v'klal. So we have a prat o'klal o'klal. You're only allowed to learn out from what the prat is. Ma prat meforish dover hametaltel migufo momon. So what's the prat of kesef kalim? So it's metaltelin. You could hand it over to somebody else, and it's also gufo momon. It has an intrinsic value to it. So therefore, af kol dover hametaltel migufo momon. So too, it's something that is inherently, you know, valuable. Yotsu karkos, this excludes karka, land, shei metaltelin, because you can't, it's not movable. Yotsu avadim, and it also excludes avadim, shehukshu lekarkos, because there's a hekesh between an eved and karka. Yotsu shtaros, it also excludes shtaros, documents, sheafal pish metaltelin, right? Even though technically speaking, it is metaltlin. A document can be handed over from one person to another. However, ain gufan momon. It's not intrinsically, you know, there's no monetary value to it per se. It just represents something, right? And then hekdesh is re'eo k'siv. But hekdesh, because that implies that both the person who's giving the deposit and who's holding on to the deposit has to be re'ehu, but not to the base of migdash. The top Rashi, ki tin ish el re'eo k'siv o'kelin lishmor, parsha shomer chinam hi. This is the parsha, right? Titania, Bishoel, Gorm Bava Matia, Parsha Rishonim, Bishomer Chinam, Ushniya, Bishomer Socher, the next Parsha, which lists is the Shomer Socher, Ushlishis, Bishoel. The third one's talking about a borrower, Vigabi Shomer Chinam, Eino Olav, Ela Shavua. And when it comes to the Shomer Chinam, all he has to do to potter himself is to take a Shavua, Dechsiv, Venikra, Balhabayas, El Elohim, he goes to the judges, Imlo Shalach Yodo. He takes a Shavua that I didn't misappropriate, I didn't use this, there was no Shlichas Yad on that. Okay, then I'll just read the next, since Rashi quotes, we'll read in same parak pasuk tes. Ki yitain ish el re'ehu chamor o shor o se v'cho behema lishmor umeis o nishbar o nishba ein ro'e. So that's going to be the next kind of for the nosei socher. That's the psukim, and now the Gemara darshins it. Here we go. Nosei socher ein mishalim inon. How do you know that he doesn't have to pay for the geneva aveda? So Ditan Rabbonim, we go to the Braisa. Ki yitain ish el re'ehu. Okay, so you give over to your friend to watch. That's the klal. Chomor oshor ose. Right, the donkey, the ox, the sheep. That's the prat. Vechol behema lishmon. It goes back. Chozu vecholo. It has a klal again. Klal prat a klal. Right, the same thing we just said. You can only compare what you can only learn out again. What's it called? The thing that's the gufo momon, right? So ad hekdesh, the whole thing re'ehu k'siv. Okay, so we learned that basically just saying verbatim the previous part of the braisa. Okay, Reb Meir Omer yesh devarim shehein kikarka ve'einan kikarka. So Reb Meir holds that there's certain items that are like karka, right? Which I mean, in their form, they're karka, but they're not like karka from a halachic perspective. So mechlal the Reb Meir sov, this would imply the Reb Meir holds kol hamechuba lekarka ain't a karka, that anything that is attached to karka is not like karpa. So how could that be? Adaflige betuunois, we're arguing in the case of these grapevines when they have fruit. So lifligi betsrukos, let them argue that an ilax rock is a barren and an empty vine, right, that has no fruit on it. And Ramir holds that these types of vines is not like karka. So why don't we tell it over in this case? Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanin, Hocha, Ba'anovim, Omdos, Lihibotzer, Kimiflegi. So the machloikis is between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is about a types of grapes that are about to become harvested. Reb Meir Savor, Reb Meir holds Kibitzuros Damyon. We compare them to like grapes that have already been harvested. The Rabbanan Savor and the Rabbanan hold, no, it's not like that. The Halachic status is low Kibitzuros Damyon. We're not compared to them, that they, nevertheless, they still have the status of Karka, and they do not have the status of what's it called? Metalton, yeah. So there's a Rambam here. A lot of discussion as to who actually the Rambam follows like. So we will read the Rambam first, and we'll try to figure out where he gets this from. This is Rambam in Hilchos Toim V'Niton, Perkei Halacha Tes, Adal. Ta'ano Anovim Ha'omdos Libotzer, U'tavua Yevesha Ha'omedes Likotzer. So again, you have a tiny on the grapes that are going to be harvested, or this grain that's about ready to be cut. V'hodub Miktosan, V'chofer Miktosan. So he's moded to part of them, and he denies part of them. Harez in Nishba Alehem Kishar HaMetaltalin. So he takes a shoe on them like any other type of metaltalin. V'hush ein atzrichim l'karka. This is when he doesn't need the she'an. They don't need the karka anymore. Shekola omid he botzer. If it's about to be cut, harehu kibotzer. It's like it's already been cut. L'inyin kfira v'hodah. When it comes to denying and admitting. Aval im hayu tzrichim l'karka. But if these types of vines still need the ground to be nurture them, right? Harehein ki karka l'chol dover. It's completely considered like karka. Ve'ein ishman ela heses. The only thing that Yeshua's a heses is what you take on them. So who is the Rambam holding like? So it's a machloik, it's a big discussion. According to the Ravid, he's saying that the Rambam is following the shita of Rabbi Meir in this halacha, right? That it's like Betzuros. And according to the Shach and the Gro also says, no, the Rambam is really following the shita of the Rabbonin in this case, and that they're really like Karka. Okay. Now the next part is when how to quantify what the taina is. So it says ein nishbon el aldover shebemida v'shebemishka, right? Or it's by number. So how does this work, right? So he has a taina about whether he had a bias mole peros. He says like this: omer bai lo shon el de omer le bias stam. This only works when the guy claims I gave you a house. It doesn't specify anything more. It just says stam. Aval omele, but if he would have tied it like this, bais ze mole, then I says this house, you know, a specific amount, so then yediyah ta'anite, we know what his taina is, and therefore he would have to take a shibu on it. So omele ro'avos, Rava said, 1 second, ihochi, that's true. Adatani seif on the last part, ze omer ad haziz ziz, v'ze omer ad achalon chayiv, right? When the guy says, no, it's up to the ledge, and there he says, no, it was really up to the window, so he's chayiv. Leaf, instead of that, leaf lug v'lenizne bidido. Teach the case itself when it was a bias moli perus. Bamed v'amurim b'bias moli, and you teach the full house, right? Yeah, so that would have been when the argument was. Ava bayze mole chayiv, but since the Mishnah didn't make that chiluk, right, didn't teach in that case, so you see he's potter, even when, like against the bay, even when he's referring to bayze mole, right? So El Omer Rav, so Rav says it's like this. La'olam ein chayiv ad shit anenu bedover shebemida v'mishka v'minyan. The only time that he's going to be required to take a shavua is if it's something that's definite in size, or it's definite in Mishka's weight, or it's definite the minion is a definite number to it. The yodilo bedover shebemida of a Mishka of a minion, and then the guy is masking to him, so that he's moded to him for that. And this is what the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Dalet. Ein moide b'miktas chayav shavua min haTorah ad shitanenu b'dover shemida over mishkal over minyan v'yodelo b'dover shemida over mishkal over mishkan. Kitzad, what does this mean? So asara dinarim yeshli biyad. The guy says you owe me 10 dinarim. Ein lecha biyad the elchemish. He goes, no, I really owe you 5. Kur chitim yeshli biyad. I have a kur of wheat. Ve'ein lecha biyad the ela lesech. That's only like a half of it. Shtei litrin shameshi, two types of liters of silk. Yeshli biyadcha ve'ein lecha biyadi ela rotel. Right, you only have it's like less of it. Okay, it's a smaller amount. So right, in all of these types of places, harei zechayev v'chol v'chein kol beyotze bezeh. Okay. However, aval im omelo kis mole dinorim mesarti loch. I give you a wallet full of money. Lo masarti li ela chamishim. He says, no, you only gave me 50. Mea dinar masarti loch. I gave you 100 dinar. Lo masarti li ela tsor shel dinar. You only gave me like a bundle of them, right? Lo maniso osok befonai. I didn't count in front of me. Ve'en yodea mahaya. I don't know. Mahaya bo. How much was it? Umasha hinachti atanoita. So whatever you left by me, that you could take. Sahareze potter. So in this case, he's going to be potter, because there was never any, you know, really hodar to in a specific amount. V'chein kol b'yotzi bazeh. So that you see that it has to be, like a Gemara says, a specific number, and it has to be moided to that specific number. Okay. Tanya kivasi derava. So we have a braisa that goes according to the opinion of Rava. You have a kurva. Hello, omer ein li biyadi. I don't have anything. No, potter. Menorah gedol yesh li biyadcha. You have a large menorah in mind. Ein lecha biyadi ela menorah kitana. Potter. He says, I only have a small menorah of yours. We'll explain the Mosings talk about what the case is. You know, how do you have like that such a thing? Azor gedol yesh li biyadcha. I have a large belt. He says, no. I don't have it. Ein lecha biyadi ela azor ketan. It's potter. He says, I have a small belt of yours. Then he's potter. Aval omer lo kur tivu yesh li biyadcha. But if the one who's claiming says, I have a kur of wheat in yours, and he says, no, halo omer ein lecha biyadi ela lesech. You only have a half of a kur, right? So then you're chayiv. Right, he's more than us. Menor bas eser litrin yesh li biyadcha. You have a 10 liter. That's like how much it weighs is it in your possession. Ein lecha biyadi ela bas chamesh liter. No, I only have a menor that weighs 5. So you're chayav to take a shavua. Klal odol shel dov. The one's going to ask, what's this coming to add? La olam ein chayav ad shit anenu bedovish v'mido v'mishkal v'minyan. Right, you're only going to be chayav to take a shavua unless he makes a claim and he tells you exactly how, what the size of it is, max, and how much it weighed, exactly what the number was. V'yodlo, and you agree. B'dover u'minyin u'mishkov u'minyin. Right? Okay. Klaus odov l'suye mai. So now the word says, what's the price of telling me? Klaus odov, what's that adding? La l'suye b'ye zemoli. So isn't this coming to go back to the case we started with, the b'ye zemoli? We talked that I gave you a home that was full of produce, right? The guy says, I don't know how much you gave me, but whatever you left, you could take. Right, so this brisa, right? This brisa would work with the shita of Rava. Okay, so Nagmor wants to work it out. Maishna menorah gedola u'menorah kitana. So, what's the difference where one guy claims a large menorah and he says no, it's a small menorah? Masha ta'anu lo hodulo u'masha hodulo lo ta'anu. What you agreed to is not what he tied it, and what he's tied is not what you're agreeing to, right? Se'ihochi, if that's true. Bas eser bas chamish nami. So 1 second. Then even when it's 10 and a 5, it should be the same thing. Masha tonu lo hodulo, umasha hodulo lo tano. Whatever he was tining, he didn't agree to, and what he agreed to wasn't what the tina was, right? It's not the good claim. So Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok hacha b'menorah shel chulios askinan. So a menorah shel chulios is something that it's constructed by pieces. You know, you attach different sections together and you build it up. I don't know, maybe not the best example. If you think like something like Lego blocks or something, like, you know, how many pieces did you build? How high would you stack up? How high tall did you build the menorah, right? Because once you're saying that it's the chiddush is like this, if it's a menorah shel chulios, then there's just it is a certain number. You know, it was 10 blocks tall. So, no, it was only 5, right? So you're being moded in the thing itself. So one second, ihochi, if that's true, then so let's go back to the belt case. Azor nami, the case with the belt, right? Let's try to, you know, work it out. Nisne velukme bid delafe. Why does he come in taina that, you know, it was a larger belt? Ella delafe lo kitani, right? It could be cases where you have a you know, different. The belt is also put together by sections, right? So hachinami bishel chulyosh lo kitani. So in the case of the menorah, just like the belt can't be made of sections, so too also the menorah can't be put together of different things that would attach and become different things. So Ella, really, it's like this. Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Memo. Shiny menorah. A menorah is different. Because you can scrape it away. In other words, you have something that's there that you could scrape off the 10, and then you're converting it by scraping out the metal, you convert it down to one of chamesh litrin. So therefore, it would work. It's not like it's two different things, and that's why it's a distinction. You can't make that taino in the belt case. Okay. Now, the next Mishnah is talking about what happens if a person gives a mashkon, collateral, but then it gets lost. So what are you going to do in such a case where the mashkon is no longer there? So says the Mishnah, Hamashkon es chavero al... I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Hamalves es chavero al hamashkon, right? So you let the loan with a mashkon. V'over hamashkon, now, Nebuch, you lost the collateral. So Omer Loz, the guy tines to him and says, Sele visicho ola v'shekel hayeshoveh. I loaned you a sella, and the mashkon that I gave you was worth a shekel, which is half of a sella. The halo omer, and then the other one, the one whose guess is no, Loki, that's not what happened. El a sella hivisani, Allah, a sella hayeshava. Father, that's not it. You lent me a sella on the mashkon, and the mashkon itself was worth a sella, so I don't owe you anything. So in this case, we make such a taina, yeah, he's potter, doesn't have to do anything. Okay, next case in the Mishnah. Sela hilvi sicho Allah of shekel hayeshove. I lent you a sela, and the mashkon I gave you was a shekel. V'halo omer loki. Nope, that's not what happened. Rather, this is what it was. Ela sela hilvi sani Allah v'shlosh dinarim hayeshove. No, you lent me a sela on the mashkon, and the mashkon itself was worth 3 dinarim, which is three quarters of a sela. So in this case, then he's chayev. Why? Because he was motive mixtus, right? He says, I'm admitting to partly what you gave about the entire amount. Okay? So next one. Sela hil visoni alav ushtayim hayeshove. You lent me a sela on the mashkon, and the mashkon was worth 2. So in other words, now you owe me 1 sela. And the other guy says, Vahalo omer loki. That's not true. Rather, it's like this. Ela sela hil visicho alav vesela hayeshove. So I lent you a sella, and the mashkon itself is worth a sella. So in this case, he is potter. Sella hi visoni alav ushtaim hayeshove. He says, you lent me a sella based upon that collateral, and the mashkon was also worth 2 sella. V'halo omer, and the other guy says, the one who's the creditor, Loki, that's not true. Ela sella hi visicho alav v'chamisha dinarim hayeshove. I lent you a sella and on the mashkon, but the mashkon was worth 5 dinarim. So in this case, he's chayav to take a shua because again, he's motivated to miktas, and that's our rule. Now, says the Mishnah, mi nishba. So who is the one who has to take the shavua? So says mi shah pikodon etzlo, the one who has the pikodon, the one who has the collateral. Why? I mean, so this would be like the creditor who's taking it from the one who's borrowing, right? So Shema Yeshava Ze V'yotzi Halo Esa Pikadon, because maybe the reason why the Chazal wanted this guy to take the Shavua, because maybe the other guy, the debtor, is going to take the oath, and then the creditor is going to pull it out, and then it's going to become a Shuvas Shav. So we don't want that to happen. Where's the Rashi? The last Rashi. V'yotzi Halo Esa Pikadon V'shema Lo Dikdeg Ze B'shuma. Right, maybe he's going to apostle himself by the fact that he took the shavua. So Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, also quotes this. He says, "Pirish bekuntris, shemlo dikdek lo b'shuma b'vseno b'edus l'shavua v'chein pirish rabbeinu chananel kan." So Rashi says he's not going to be so precise in how much it was worth, and then he's going to now mess himself up. He's going to be apostle for Edis in the future. He can't take Shavuos in the future. That's the Bein of Chananel. However, Aval Bereish HaMafkid, in the beginning of Bav Metziah, Hikshel Divrei HaMefarish Kane, they have a kash on this. V'chi Avdina Tikono L'Rishiyeh. We make a decree to help out Rishoyim. Why are we going to help protect somebody who's lying? Let him go ahead and become apostle. If the guy's a liar, let him. Okay, so you lied. You're no good. They caught you. Okay, you can't take a shavua anymore. El aral like this. Taime shem yotzi halo pikodah v'nimsa shavuos love levatola. That's the pshat. He's going to the shavua of the love is going to be in batola. It's for in naught. Therefore, that's really the concern that the that the Chazal had, and that's why they have him take the Shavua. There's a long Rambam over here. Let's see if we pull this out. Rambam is in Malva Veloive, Perek Yud Gimel. So the Rambam quotes all the cases of our thing. I'll put the end. Don't want to read the whole thing. I'll just pick it up at the very end. You know what? One second. Let's just do it. Yeah. Okay. Hamalves chavero al hamashkon va'avod onignav below onis. Right. So he lent it, and then it got stolen or it was lost. Shar hamalve chayev b'dimei hamashkon. So the malve has to pay for the amount. K'mo shemenu. Va'omar hamalve sell the hivisicha alav shnei dinarim hayishav. V'lo va'omar sell the hivisicha alav sell the hayishav. So he takes a shvuah, it's not in his possession. And then he's exempt. The Malva says a different case. Sell it, Hilisicho, Allah, Shekel, Hayavit, Shove. The Haloiva, Omlova says, Sell it, Hilisicho, Allah, Shloshid, Norm, Hayavit, Shove. So in this case, Yeshava, Hamalva, Techila, Shaina, Bishu. So first, the Malva has to take a shvuah. It's not in his possession anymore. V'achach yishva halove kama hayashove. So yes, this is deraisis, right? Shahare hode b'miktas v'yishalim hadinor. He has to pay back the dinner. Omer halove, the lover would say, sel hivisani olav u'shtayim hayashove. V'amalve omer, sel hivisicho olav sel hayashove. Yishava hamalve she'en b'shu sticks. Again, shuvah is on his possession. V'cholel b'shvuaso shahay hamashkon k'neged achov. Right? And he includes in that as well that the mashkon corresponded to the amount of the debt. Omer haloive sella hivisani alav u'shtaim hayeshove v'malve omer sella hivisicho alav chamisha dinarim hayeshove. So yeshava hamalve she'en b'shus. Again, I don't have it. V'ichlo shelo hayeshove yes yosir al chamisha dinarim v'yishalim hadinar. He has to pay back. It's not worth more than the 5 dinarim. And then what's the case? Then he has to pay back the dinner. Sell the hivisicha alav u'shtei dinarim hayeshave v'halo omer the lova omer ein yodei domav. I don't know how much. So yeshave malvish ein b'rshuso v'cholav b'shuvaso sheshnei dinarim hayeshave v'yeshalim haloive sharachov. In this case, the lova has to pay back the entire amount. Shaihu yodei b'vade shuchayvlo. He knows certainly that he has to pay. V'ein yodei im poro im lo poro. He doesn't know if he paid back or not. Sela hivisani alav u'shtayim hayeshove. Says that you lent me a sela and it was worth 2 sloim. V'amalva omer, the malva says, ein yodei adamav. I don't know how much it was worth. Yeshava hamalva she'en b'shusav. The malva says, I don't have it. V'yichlo she'en yodei she'damav yosir alachov afila pruta achas. He says it didn't exceed the value of the debt even by 1 pruta. V'yipater. Then he's exempt. Shehar lo chiev atzmo b'klum. Because he really didn't obligate himself at all. Aval im omer hamalve ein yodei shehayeshav yosr alachov. He says, I don't know. Aval ein yodei kama. I'm sorry, I read that backwards. I apologize. Ani yodei, yeah, I do know shehayeshav yosr alachov. I know that the collateral was worth more than the loan, but I don't know how much more. Right? Aval ein yodei kama hareze mishalim koma shetoan halove below shavua. In this case, he has to pay everything that the borrower says. What? But we don't make him take a shavua. Kimish Omer, Chamishim Yesh Lecha B'Yadi V'Chamishim Eini Yodea. It would be like if he says, you tied it on me 100. He says, I owe you 50, but I don't know that I owe you the other 50. Shumachuyav Shavua She'eini Yochel Hishava Kimoshi Yisbar. Okay, he's going to explain coming up. That's okay, Perek Dalet. V'Yeshlo L'Hachrim Almi Shetoin Sheker. But he could put into Chayrim anybody who makes a false taina against him. Okay, it's a long Rambam there, but he basically is a very nice summary of the things. I recently read in the Mishpacha magazine, had an interview with the Bialy Rebbe Shlita from Bnei Brak. So in Bnei, I don't know where they're holding in terms of that, but they learned an Amid Yomi, not a Daf Yomi, but on the Amid Yomi, the Rebbe was machbid that they should look up the Rambams on that Amud. So Baruch Hashem, we're going through the Rambams on the Amud as well. Okay, now we're at the Gemara. That's what we're up to. Ahaya, right? So the Gemara is asking now, That last part of the Mishnah said that the creditor wants to take the Shavua, who's that going on? Say Ilema a Seifa. If you can tell me that it's the Seifa where the debtor was on who claimed that the Mashka was worth more than the actual loaf. Tape a clay to Shavua Gabi Malvin. We can learn this out that the halacha has to be taken by the Malva anyway, right? Because he's the one who's on the defendant, so that would be extra. You don't need me to tell me this case. So Amr Shmuel Aresha. So Shmuel says no. The statement is talking about the Resha. V'chein Amr Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Aresha. V'chein Amr Rabbi Yochanan Aresha. So we have both Bar Rav. Chia Bar Rav says Aresha. V'chein Amr Rabbi Yochanan Aresha. My Resha. So one second. What are these all the Gemara talking about? The Resha. So the Gemara says it's not really the very first part of the Mishnah. That's not the real Resha. Rather, it's Seifa de Resha, the end of the first part, which was the following case. Selahivi Hilvi Sicho Allah Veshekel Hayeshove. I loaned you a Sela, right? And the collateral was also worth a shekel. The Hello Omer, the other guy said, Lohi, that's not the case. El Sela Hilvi Soni. Allah, Ushlosha dinarim hayashove. You lent me a sela, and the mashkom was worth 3 dinarim, which is 3/4 of the sela. So in this case, he's chayiv to take a shavua, right? The shavua gabi lovehi, but the shavua is by the love, right? Because he's the one who admitted to the taina. Veshakluha rabbonin miloive veshadua amalve. So the Chazal took it off of the love and put it on the malve. He's the one who has to take the shavua that the mashkon was not worth more than a shekel. Vahashi to Om Ravashi. Now Ravashi says the Kaimalan Ze Nishba She'ena Birshuso, Vze Nishba Kamashove, right? Which is what we just saw from those long wrong bombs. The guy takes a Shavua that it's not in my possession, the other one takes how much it was worth. So Hochi ka Omer. So this is what it means. Mi Nishba Techila. Who takes the first Shavua? Mi Shah Pikodon Etzel, the one who had the pikadon by him, right? The creditor, because he has to first take the shavua that it's not with him anymore. Shemi yeshav zeh v'yotzi hello as a pikadon, because maybe the other guy, if the debtor takes it first, then the creditor is going to pull it out. Well, here it is, and it comes out. We saw the Tosfos, the Rashi. It's going to be a shavua l'batola. Omar Shmuel says, Haiman de osfe alfe zuze lechavre. The guy lent him 1,000 dinarim. Umishkein le kata de magala. So he took the handle of like a sickle. That was what he used as his mashkon. The sickle is the curved shape, I don't know, like a weapon, a sword, whatever, for cutting down the wheat. Then avod kata de magala. Uh-oh. So now he lost the handle. Avod alfizuze nebuch. You now lost your entire 1,000 dinarim. Right? Even though obviously the mashkon was worth less. Avatarte ketate lo. But if he took 2 handles as collateral and only one of them lost, then he's not going to lose the whole value of the loan. All he's going to lose is against that one value of what he lost. So Rav Nachman Amar afilu tarte ketate. Even if he took 2 and one of them was lost, avad chada, if he loses one of them, avad chamish me, you lose 500 dinar. Avad idach, he loses both of them, then avad kule, you lose the whole thing. Aval, says Reb Nachman, kato denaskalo. Lo. I'm sorry, I read that wrong, yeah. If you took the handle and with that, you also took a piece of silver, right? And then you lost the handle, then no, you don't lose half of it because we assume that you are being somech on the silver and not on the handle to get your money back. Nahadoy omri, nahad, they say like this. Afilu kato denaska. Even if he took both the handle and he took a piece of silver, avanaska, avapalga, avakata, avakule, if he took half of it, he has, you have 2 items, you lose one, you lost half the loan, you lose the second one, you lose the whole amount, right? Rashi says, "Diramaskel avakata v'nas lo amrin naska kabil bepalga." We don't say that he took this as half. And dekeva the midi dechazi the piroyin who it's something to use for that lo kabli ale ele b'dmei shavio. He only took the amount that it was worth. Okay, Tanan. Now kasha on Shmuel based upon the Mishnah. Sela hil visicho alav shekel hayeshave. Right, the creditor comes and tain is, I lent you a sela, right? and the mashkon was a shekel. Hello, Omar, and the one who the debtor, the borrower, said Loki elaselach visani Allah v'shloshet dinarim hayashav chayiv. Lay, why don't we say hakibilte? In other words, according to Shmuel, that the collateral was lost and the whole thing is gone. So why don't you say, look, you already got it because you got the collateral? So what it says is no. Masnisin b'deferish. The Mishnah is talking a case where the guy says explicitly, he's mefaris, he says b'deferish, he's taking the collateral only to make sure that you're going to pay the value of this item, but not as the full amount, right? So therefore, since there's a machloikis between what's the actual value of the mashkon, then you have to go to Beis Din. Shmuel, but Shmuel's case was not that. Bidilo Pirish, where he's not stating explicitly that I'm taking the collateral to cover the money value, or I'm covering the whole chob. So in that case, we'd assume that when he took it, he was taking it to cover the entire amount of the debt. Okay. Tomorrow's daf, maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow with Lema Kitanoi. Okay, Shkoyah.